to Queen's students and to low-income residents in Kingston and Napanee. We are committed to serving our community with professional, high-quality, and responsive service. Queen's Legal Aid can assist and advocate for eligible students with matters pertaining to landlord-tenant disputes, small claims court matters, some criminal and driving offenses, affidavits and notarizations, student discipline matters, student loan matters, Ontario Disability Support Program appeals, and more. Our services are free of charge to those who qualify. Call 613-533-2102 for more information.
Okay, we're here, CFRC 101.9 FM. My name's Rue. We're back for another CFRC live session, and I'm joined today by a fellow CFRC volunteer. Hello, Hi. Richard.
Hello, it's so great to be here. Oh my gosh.
I know, we're so excited to have you. I think we should start off by letting you introduce yourself to our listeners, because I think they've had a lot of acoustic, folk, guitar-based stuff, and today they're going to hear something very different.
Yeah, so I'm Richard. I also go by the name Forge Rains. That's my producer name. I also host Harder Clip here on CFRC Fridays at 8 p.m., where you're going to hear kind of a lot of rave music, like hardcore, hard style, but even more some like more esoteric styles around what we call like the doujin music community, where it's very indie. There's a lot of focus on like indie.
Indie in the sense of independent.
Independent, right. Not as in like the kind of conceptions that we have of like indie music here in Canada anyway, because a lot of this music does come from like parts of Asia, specifically like Japan, where it does like originate from. And it does have like a lot of roots in like rhythm game music, like kind of Dance Dance Revolution or like Beatmania, that kind of stuff. Maybe osu as well, like very in terms of like modern day kind of stuff. I say is of like DDR, it's not modern, but like, you know, kind of 90s 80s kind of stuff. But yeah, so today I'll be like at least showing a bit of that, but mostly kind of the music that inspires me and what I create, at least in what can be roughly described as doujin music. But I thought I would start off with some, you know, Monster Cat, if anyone recognizes. I feel like within like the mid to 2010s, they were really prolific in like EDM spaces. And now they're kind of like more mainstream than I would consider what they were before, at least. But kind of a little bit of a throwback.
So is this tonight also the sort of stuff, like what you're going to be playing today, is that also similar to what people would hear on Harder Clip?
So some of it. There's definitely like a lot of overlap with like Western music styles in terms of like drum and bass, UK hardcore, like psytrance as well has been like, I find has been like kind of becoming more popular recently, even with some more niche genres like high tech and full on. But there will be some of that, and also as well as some of my own music. Yeah.
Perfect. So like, do you have a track name or something? Like, what's the vibe of the first set? Because you said that we're going to have a few shifts in between.
Right. So these first few tracks are going to be more like electro house kind of oriented. We are going to like open up with like a drum step track. I did try and like pull tracks that I thought influenced my own music styles, or the music that I create anyway, kind of like building up like the foundations of what I consider to be my own taste, at least. But yeah.
And I think for some of our listeners, you might have to explain electro house a little bit. So
right.
Let's do that quickly.
So electro house is like a subgenre of house music where it's kind of a lot of focus on like synthesized sounds and kind of complex like bass patterns rather than kind of like more kind of vibey stuff. I think it's definitely more upbeat, even though the tempo is like this similar.
Less ambient.
Yes, exactly. Kind of a lot of like sound design elements of like synthesizers, you know, if anyone knows, like Serum, definitely very much used, and now like there's a whole bunch of new virtual synthesizers that are definitely being used. But yeah.
Okay. So let's go into your first set.
Yeah.
Okay, here on CFSC Live Sessions.
Own it.